Hi, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center. The latest update for you. I wanted to give you the latest information that we have on Hurricane Isaias. Let's take a look at it starting off with the satellite. You can see some of that convection. I mean, you got the center, but notice how large this system is. If you really draw a circle around some of this convection, some of the heaviest rain, some of the highest winds, it's a very large system. So areas of the Bahamas are going to see some significant amounts of rainfall, the winds, and they're going to see some water values when it comes to surge, 3 to 5 feet. And that's really where your wind is blowing onshore. It's going to be piling up that water. And 3 to 5 foot is on top of astronomical tides. I did want to show the radar. We do have some radars that we can look at, which is really a good indication of where some of the heaviest rainfall is falling. You can see where our center is here. I mean, you can see the rotation and you can see some of the heaviest rain, but it stretches well away from the center. But also some of these rain bands setting up, you know, impacting areas around Nassau, Governor's Harbor. And even look at some of the rainfall stretching out, even headed for South Florida with time. So it's a very large system, a lot of rainfall, and that's what we're going to start seeing continuing to move towards the northwest with time. I do want to show you the latest forecast. This is brand new. Not a lot of change. I wanted to share the kind of the big picture first. I mean, this is what we have. This is right now, if we really look at the system right now. So a couple of things to point out. One, the tropical storm force winds stretch out about 200 miles away from the center, so significantly away from the center. So you can't concentrate just on that center line. You can't concentrate just on the point. And even the cone. The cone is a cone of error. So we expect the center to be in that cone two-thirds of the time. A third of the time, it could get outside that cone. So that's why we really have to talk about uncertainty when it comes to this current situation. So let's look at it. Let's take the time going forward. So with time, 8 a.m. on Saturday in the Bahamas, impacting the Bahamas tonight and into tomorrow. And then by 8 a.m. Sunday, right off the Florida coast. I mean, if you really get in there, and in fact, we'll get a little closer next and really kind of drill down to see how close it is. Real close to the Florida coastline with time. Even next week, we're going to be dealing with this. That's 8 a.m. on Monday, headed for off the Georgia coast, South Carolina, and then maybe making landfall here. Again, look at the cone. If it stays offshore, we could stay a hurricane. If it's further onshore, it could be a little bit weaker to a tropical storm. But either way, you got impacts from that rain. You got impacts from the rip currents. You got impact from the high surf. But even next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, still impacting places in the Northeast. Let's drill into Florida a little bit more. This is a closer look at how close we're going to get. And this is important because you look at the stretch of the hurricane force winds extending from the center, and also the tropical storm force winds from the center. As you approach the Florida coast, look how close we are. So that's why we have, you know, looking at the tropical storm warning right here, looking at the hurricane watch in the pink color there. So that's what we're trying to look at. When you're getting that close, you can see some of those winds. Now, remember, this is really important. A little wiggle, a little wobble, and you can get much closer to the Florida coastline. So some of those hurricane force winds could reach on shore, and that's why that we have that hurricane watch up. So remember, you know, just because it's offshore doesn't mean we're not going to get some big impacts. And even the air could bring that some sort of landfall in Florida. So we're really going to have to pay attention to this with time. It's really important that we watch to see what this one wants to do. Here's a great image, Dennis, I want to share with everybody. It really is the, you know, the Be Ready By graphic. It's the arrival of tropical storm force winds. And that's when we need to have things ready. That's when it's dangerous to be outside. That's when it's just dangerous to be really looking at any sort of activities outside. So let's look at some of these. The Bahamas seeing some of these impacts today. By tomorrow morning, you're starting to see the Upper Keys. You're starting to see South Florida possibly getting some of those tropical storm force winds. And then during the day on Saturday, stretching northward into Florida. And then even getting into to Sunday, Georgia, South Carolina, Monday, North Carolina, Virginia, see how this is progressing. And then by Tuesday, even the Northeast, you know, Delaware, New Jersey, states in the Northeast could see some of these impacts from this storm. So it's almost the entire East Coast by the time it's all said and done. And the rainfall, I wanted to share this graphic because it really does kind of show, you know, most of the rain is right along the center, but notice some of the values that we get in Florida. I mean, these are values 3 to 4 inches right offshore, the higher values. But just remember, move that storm a little bit and you'll see some of those higher values right on shore. And that stretches all the way up into the Carolinas, Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey, rain, lots of rain, and the onshore flow, you're going to get that, the dangerous surf, the rip currents. You're going to get beach erosion, just a dangerous situation. And with time, we're going to be looking at some of the storm surge calculations as well. So that's really the latest update that we have on the hurricane. But I do want to ask Stacy a question real quick, if Stacy has time over here. If you could follow me, Dennis. Stacy, there's always uncertainty with these storms. I mean, what are you seeing from the aircraft data that's really trying to help you make the decisions for the next forecast?
Well, the aircraft that's been out there, along with the radar data from the Bahamas, indicate that Isaias is actually getting better organized. We're seeing indications of an eye forming in the radar data, and the pressure's down a little bit, and also the height that the aircraft has been flying at has come down. All these indicate that the system is getting better organized. We also see that in satellite imagery with very cold tops developing near the center. Some of these cloud tops are extending up over 60,000 feet, which is most impressive, especially since it's been doing in the afternoon. So what we're looking at now is a timing issue. We do anticipate that Isaias will weaken at some point in time after about 36 hours. But at that time period, that 36-hour point, it could be very close to the southeast coast of Florida, still as a hurricane before very unfavorable wind conditions in the upper levels of the atmosphere kick in that weaken the storm as it moves farther north. So it's one of these touch-and-go situations here where who's going to win? Is the storm going to get there first before the bad shear conditions get there, or the shear going to get it before the storm reaches the coast?
Perfect, Stacy. Appreciate it. Stacy Stewart on duty doing the forecast package. You can hear it. It's a battleground of what the shear. It's a battleground of the warm water, but also the high pressure on the Atlantic steering it. But there's a trough coming down to the southeast. All these players come together to really indicate how we got to put together a forecast for the intensity, the track, and also all the impacts. But either way, you're going to have some impacts. Be prepared early, and we're going to keep you posted right here from the National Hurricane Center. This has been Ken Graham live in our operations area.